Good morning. Last week, we continued with a series of messages based on the MCAJ's vision, Achieving Excellence in Ministry Through Effective Christ-Centered Leadership and Living. We looked at Abraham. Abraham was called by God to leave home, family, and familiar surroundings and go to a land that he himself would show him. Among Abraham's response was wholehearted embracing of God's vision. Today, we will look at Moses, another choice servant of God who was called to leadership. How did God prepare Moses to be his man to lead the Hebrews out of Egyptian bondage? He prepared him not in a day, but over time, not through an event, but through a process. Others before Moses had waited years for God to fulfill his leadership development process. Noah waited 120 years before the predicted rains began. Abraham waited 25 years for the promised son who would be his heir. The case of Moses is an exceptional example of how God calls a leader from among his people for a special assignment. Let's look at Exodus chapter 2, 1 to 10. Moses, who delivered the Hebrews from bondage, was born and raised under extraordinary circumstances. The son of a Hebrew slave, he became a member of the Egyptian royal family. He had the privilege of gaining the best education possible. His diet was no doubt balanced, and he had every opportunity of fulfilling his potential. Although accustomed to luxury, he never lost his identity. However, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Hebrews 11, 24 to 25. Moses understood that life is full of trade-offs. He made some trade-offs that must have looked ridiculous to the Egyptians, but his choice later paid great dividends. He became one of the greatest leaders in Israel's history because he settled his priorities and willingly gave up pleasure for purpose. He became an outcast to the Egyptians and fled to the desert, where God prepared him for his future role. Exodus 2, 11 to 25. What did he give up? And what did he receive? He gave up being called Pharaoh's daughter, and he received being called a Hebrew, identifying with his people. He gave up the pleasures of sin. What did he receive? Ill treatment as one of God's people. He gave up the treasures of Egypt. What did he receive? The reproach of Christ. He gave up life in Egypt and received life in the wilderness. He gave up a life outside of God's purposes, and he received fulfillment of God's purpose for his life. God's plans for his leaders often contain a lot of surprises, but he leads and provides the means to reach the goals that he sets for them. Several key points can be noted with respect to Moses' call to leadership. One, God gives a leader an emotional investment in the work. Moses bought into the idea of freeing the Hebrews from bondage even before God called him to the task. Although he grew up in Pharaoh's palace in luxury and ease, he never lost his identity. When the opportunity came, he took matters into his own hands, committed murder in the process. Exodus 2:11-12. God affirms the leader through others. When Moses told Jethro, his father-in-law, about his encounter at the burning bush, Jethro affirmed him. God gives the leader mentors, because to develop your leadership, you need mentors. Moses asked for and received help from Jethro, Aaron, and others. God builds on the leader's strengths, experiences, and background. God used everything in Moses' background to help him fulfill his calling. The fine education he received in Egypt, his knowledge of Pharaoh, his understanding of Egypt, and his time in the wilderness. God often refines the leader's character in obscurity. Moses received a 40-year seminary education in the desert before God called him to lead. God instills in the leader the value of hard work. Moses may not have worked much in Egypt in his time in the palace, but he learned its worth in the desert. He became a shepherd, which was excellent preparation for leading God's people. God as a leader, in fact, is typified as a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23:1. God sustains his leader with a powerful vision. Moses caught the vision of the promised land long before the Hebrew slaves did. God's purposes throughout biblical history have been accomplished through effective leaders whom he calls and equips. Every Christian is called to be a leader, to influence individuals, communities, nations, and our world. Leadership is influence, nothing more and nothing less, says John Maxwell. This influence must be exercised through the mandate given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. As a Christian leader, are you acting on your mandate? Like Moses, we all have a choice. Not yet a Christian? God's purpose is calling you. You must make the choice as Moses did. Will it be the reproach of Christ, which leads to eternal life and rewards, or the pleasures of Egypt, which lead to damnation and eternal loss? God bless you. We'll continue on this theme next week.